Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome. This is the abbreviated West Virginia University Sports Podcast. I am Mike Casazza from Earsports.com. This is a Paramount production. Today, Tuesday, November 28th, 2023, snowed in Morgantown. The sight in the morning, the number on the calendar, it reminded me it's almost December. Previously on the podcast, we talked about my affinity for Thanksgiving. Big advent calendar family, too. Big advent calendar family. And now those advent calendars are like an industry. Wine, beer, cheese, hot sauce, coffee, chocolate, of course. My family loves to share these things as gifts, but we're not going to be together for the 1st of December, so we opened the first day after Thanksgiving. Just kind of a tradition celebration. I opened mine, my December 1st, on my calendar, which, hot sauce, pretty cool. But when I opened the door, you know what it said? This is a podcast about WVU sports. We cover three topics. One starts with the W, one starts with the V, one starts with the U. Let's get rolling. Today, the W stands for Wednesday. Tomorrow, we're going to learn what the Big 12 coaches thought about the Big 12 in 2023. You get your all-conference teams and your individual awards. Quietly, I always have a chuckle when this happens because the media is asked to do the preseason predictions about what might and probably won't happen. And that, of course, is the fuel for teams that are picked to finish 14th in the Big 12 and then make a meal out of that the entire season by pointing out that the media never seems to get that right because, of course, we don't get it right because... I'm sorry, I'll stop. Anyhow, the coaches love to hate that stuff. But then, 14 teams play 12 games. 14 coaches watch 63 conference games. And then those coaches get to vote on what actually happened. That's not fair. Mountaineers' 14th place team in the preseason poll. The head coach, the players raged against that in July, vowed not to finish 14th, and the Mountaineers were correct. How will they be rewarded? Well, how will they be noticed? I don't want to rain anybody's parade here, but this is another cause of the unbalanced schedules. Four teams don't play or prepare for West Virginia. Don't see them in person, don't watch them on film. You might get some crossover, but you're really not studying the players who earn a spot or fall short of earning a spot based on their exposure and their performance. So they never get to experience an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, a receiver, a defensive back, and now you have unbalanced voting. That might be a bummer because the Mountaineers do have some all-conference players, so do 13 other teams. Just want to remind you, if someone doesn't get a first-team All-Big 12 honor, it doesn't mean he didn't have a good season. There's nothing wrong with being on one of those secondary teams. The award winners, there are 10. I think the Mountaineers have a shot at 3. Offensive lineman of the year, offensive freshman of the year, and coach of the year. I think there's a win in there, but I think there's competition too. Zach Frazier, Wyatt Milam, there are a lot of really good offensive linemen in the Big 12. For Jaheim White, wink, wink. You have Rocco Beck, the quarterback at Iowa State. Nick Anderson, the receiver at Oklahoma. They're redshirt freshmen. You can win the award, but come on, true freshman, running back, doing what Jaheim White did. Did people notice? And then for Neil Brown, there's Steve Sarkisian. There's Mike Gundy. I know people are going to debate about this, but isn't this a better debate than the other one you could be having about the head coach? Your V is for value. I'm going to pivot to basketball here. The season will pivot pretty soon. and it might change dramatically. It just depends on how many players can join the roster. We know Mountaineers have three more home games left before they go to UMass on December 16th, presumably with Kirk Creasa. His suspension is up. That's the first game he can play. I'll tell you, a fourth loss is out there before UMass. That hasn't happened in non-conference play since the 2018-2019 season. So even if they get through these next three games, there's still a chance they could lose a fourth and really put themselves behind the eight ball going into the Big 12 play. But coming up, St. John's, Pitt, Drexel all at home, and then Creasa's back. Now, perhaps along the way, a Cook, or Raekwon Battle rejoin the team. But what we have right now is a three-game closing argument for some of those eight available scholarship players. And where do we look? We figure, okay, backcourt. Well, not necessarily. Now, frontcourt, okay, Creasa doesn't play in the frontcourt. You're going to find Quinn Slezinski there, and maybe he's the top scoring option on this team when you consider all the traffic and the tactics that Jesse Edwards has to deal with. But wouldn't life be easier for everybody if life was easier for Edwards? You'll find Edwards in the front court, and he ought to love the pick-and-roll potential with Creasa. But that doesn't really help him when it comes to playing time. Now, Pat Sumnick, well, he would help. So he's going to have to prove his value in these next three games because the Mountaineers could be going into Big 12 play with a smaller margin for error than they're accustomed to having. He just can't be figuring out on the fly. Josh Eiler is going to have answers, not questions. Three games to give him the answer to the question. Now, you know who is in the front court? Josiah Harris. Creasa doesn't play the 3 or the 4, the 3/4 hybrid, however you might want to use Harris. But if Harris is going to shoot it sideways, not from the side, sideways, maybe you play three guards and hope that gives you some perimeter options and some speed, while Slezinski and Edwards, and maybe Sumnick, can help. Obviously, Creasa is a guard. His return figures to reposition Kobe Johnson, but should it reassign him? Like, would you put Kobe Johnson on the bench right now with the way he's playing? Or would you start those two? Personally, with Creasa's size versus Johnson's size and the ability for Johnson to handle the ball and to use some matchups that are at his advantage, I might start those two. So now, it's up to Seth Wilson and Ofri Nave and then maybe Josiah Harris to prove their value for the fifth and final starting spot. Different players trying to play different positions. Could be matchup dependent, might be a hot hand scenario, but right now, this is a team that needs points and people to play off Edwards. Throw Creasa into the mix, you have another conductor of the offense, and just a matter of who he can make more valuable to the team. But before you get there, who proves he's worthy of that chance? Finally, the U is for uncertain. People get at me a bunch for not asking the hard questions. Let me ask you one. Are you sure Kirk Creasa, a Cook, and Raekwon Battle put this team over the top? I'm not saying at the top. I'm saying over the top. This is a team that's been pushing a boulder up a hill for a while. Do those three get them over the top? Obviously, I am uncertain. You're still relying a lot on a few players who, yes, are currently in deeper than anticipated or even intended, and you're going to still need them in significant roles in a super conference. They don't go into the background if and when 1, 2, 3 return to the team. That's what this has become to me. Just kind of forget non-conference play. It matters, but it gets an asterisk, and West Virginia will rise or fall in the Big 12 season. Based on what we've seen so far, and yes, understanding we haven't seen the complete ensemble, I'm uncertain a fully armed WVU can get it done in this conference. We're also nowhere near certain the other two are coming back. Creasa, yes. A Cook and Battle, no, we just don't know. Battle situation is what it is. We don't have to spend a lot of more time on that. And a Cook, well, his situation is what it is, and it strikes me that he might actually be the most valuable given how Johnson has played. The fact they have some guards, and just the total lack of depth of the five, as well as the unquestioned worth and need of Edwards. But Battle's in limbo, and let me just tell you this. I had a ninth grader tell me at a recent get-together that he heard a Cook won't play this season. He would not divulge his source. But then I was on a run the other day. No big deal. 10K. But I stopped to help a professional dog walker who had a mastiff tied around a tree while a Labrador was going the other way. I just wanted to help. And she told me that a Cook would be back. Maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree, but you heard it here first, even though I am uncertain what you can do with any of that.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.